I wanted to change my motherboard so I could actually use DDR2. Now. It was DDR3 now, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of DDR games. DDR Mario.
Come on, everybody, let's get on the bus. We're gonna go to the gym. We're gonna go where the fun is. Cause pretty soon we're all gonna be bop. I can do sit up on the ground. I said
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I can do jumping jacks, jumping jacks, break
9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, I can do sit up on the ground.
Is that over with?
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh, I missed my check.
What was he gonna record for?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah. It was nice.
That was the song. That song. By Math the Band. It's a one-man band, and this guy just doing all this fun music.
But they had kids in there.
Oh, I guess. Well, maybe he just altered his pitch.
I don't think you can alter your pitch.
I think you can.
I don't think so.
Derek, what do you think?
What do you think of it? How can you alter it?
Welcome to the podcast. You are the listeners.
I ruined your moment. Are you gonna yell and swear at me now?
We're done professionally.
What's gonna walk in my shirt,
Victor?
You're just a mashup of all these movie quotes.
Yeah,
so awesome. Best movies.
Oh, and Star Trek. There.
Did Star Trek have a quote that was like? Ah!
Actually, maybe not. Did it?
Ah,
I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Because all the other
not one
did.
That stood out well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm gonna kind of talk a bit quieter this time because I don't feel like using all my energy.
Why?
Oh,
why? Why energy? Don't you feel like using all of your energy?
All of your chi.
Because you should have all your energy. Because.
Because
you have.
Woo! I have time to do everything now.
Kind of. How long?
Yeah, how like long? Till June 8th.
That's not long.
Well, even then, like my summer schedule isn't that bad actually.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Unless they give me a lot of work, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
It's summer. You wanna just
enjoy the summer?
You'll go outside, enjoy the summer.
And you're like, yeah.
We got me. I'm Phil.
Got me. I'm Phil.
You got me.
I'm Phil.
I'm holding 10 cents in my hand.
I'm holding a mango in mine.
I got nothing.
Oh, I win.
Okay. Wouldn't it be amazing?
Yeah.
If my 10 cents suddenly appeared in Derek's hands.
No, it wouldn't.
Too bad you can't see this, because that was a trick that even David Blaine wouldn't be able to figure out.
I got David Blaine. You want to
what kind of genre music is that?
Oh, the song at the beginning of the podcast? I'm not really sure how to describe it.
No, not bit music?
No, it's kind of bit music. It's kind of like freeze pop, synth pop.
Okay, so that's my question. That's what I was trying to get to. Where is the line drawn between synth and like bit music? Because it all sounds the same to me.
Bit music would be more like that music I gave you for your viral sugar. Like viral sugar.
Sounds like it comes out of an NES.
But sometimes I can hear the synth stuff. Most people in synth are using that music too.
Yeah, they use like some of that because I mean it can be. There are patches that are made for synthesizers that are like that. But then, I guess maybe real bit music would be the way they did it for the video games, where they had to program that into their games rather than putting it into like a synthesizer keyboard and pressing keys.
So yeah. Then it's not so much the music, but on how it's done.
Maybe.
What the beat defined as.
Maybe.
Maybe. Like, it sounds like an essay for Phil to write.
Like a
research paper.
Like Foo Fighters music and Miley Cyrus music, both can be considered rockish, but there are difference because Foo Fighters put more work into theirs, or Miley Cyrus puts more work into theirs.
Her producers put more work into it.
Okay, so is it like that, or?
Well, are they considered like different genres of rock?
So Miley Cyrus is like pop rock.
Pop rock, okay.
Is he playing like rock rock?
Rap metal, isn't it?
Rap metal. What's a good Foo Fighters song? I can't even think of a Foo Fighters song.
There goes my hero.
I don't know that one.
Done! On with the next one! Yeah, I used to be part of the bottom, do you remember me? Do you remember Nirvana? Kurt Cobain? He was cool. I used to play drums, but now I'm bigger than that.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
The latest album, Dark
Horse. Nobody recommends
Foo Fighters.
Chris recommends Foo Fighters.
I don't recommend Foo Fighters.
Oh.
They're good, but no, don't recommend them. Not this.
What if they merged with Skindred?
Who's Skindred?
You said you're gonna look up on that. They're the reggae.
After the podcast
people.
Or Phil just flushes out all of
them. Oh, yeah.
That's true. Just because podcast Phil just goes away.
Yeah, I assume
podcast Phil comes back.
I assume that happens with everyone who listens to this too, and they're like, oh, that's a good recommendation. Podcast over.
You know,
back to my life.
Okay, let's go into that because I remember that kid that had All Star DBZ or whatever.
Yeah.
So I checked that up.
Yeah, I did too.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just fandom.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm Piccolo. I'm doing.
But something. Yeah, we kind of guessed what it was, but not really.
I thought it was just AMV music.
Oh, okay.
We guessed it was like kind of a redub of Dragon Ball or something. And it's kind of that. It's not that interesting.
Oh.
But thanks for your recommendation.
Yeah. Like we said, though, I mean, even the stuff we give, you don't have to like it. You don't even have to check it out. It's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
We checked it out.
In case someone
decides.
I didn't
check out Shutsuns, though, because I don't like drawing. I can't draw.
Oh, Tegaki?
Tegaki M?
I forgot about that.
So welcome.
Welcome to Gaming Podcast number 34.
Chris is eating a whole mango.
The mangoes are awesome.
Yeah, mangoes are awesome.
You can eat a whole mango. It's like, just goes down. Like, yeah.
Just goes down.
And we just
down.
Got back from sushi, too.
Again. That's our food of the month.
My food of the month is mango.
Alright, Chris is mango.
Yeah.
We
had a whole box of them, like this big.
Wow.
20 mangoes.
Do you eat a lot of mangoes there?
My parents more than me. Wow. I do. Because they're from the Caribbean.
Do your parents eat fruits, like, religiously?
Yep.
Yeah, my parents do too.
What do you mean
my parents, well, like.
Lots and lots.
Like, my parents will always eat bananas and pears after every meal.
Well, religiously, like, that sounds like you, like, pray to them.
It just means, like, a lot.
Were they part of Fruit of the Month Club, like Raymond's parents were? And they didn't.
No.
Oh, my God, it's gonna keep on coming? Some weird cult.
That's funny.
That was great. I remember Raymond was, like, the first sitcom that I actually, like, really laughed hard to. That in Seinfeld. Seinfeld, I laughed, like, cleverly, but, like, Raymond's, like, that was, like, a belly laugh.
I never got Seinfeld when it was actually on the air.
Really?
I only started watching it a lot, like, in the last couple of years, maybe.
Aww.
But when it was on, I didn't really watch it. I remember the first sitcom that actually made me laugh was Full House. I mean, before that, like, there was a point when I watched Full House, and it was, like, nothing. It was interesting to watch.
Yeah.
But then suddenly, one day, it's like, this is actually funny.
I think for me,
I don't know why.
Fresh Prince.
Ah. Oh.
I always thought Fresh Prince was entertaining. I didn't think it was funny.
It has some funny stuff.
I think that's the same for me in Full House. I liked what was going on, but I just never...
So what's the best sitcom that's out now?
None.
Two and a Half Men?
Men.
I
don't know.
There's like the sitcom's dead, is that true?
I guess... Simpsons?
It's being replaced by reality TV, doesn't it seem like it? Or like some contest show?
Probably.
Like when Friends died, that was basically like the
same.
Yeah,
that was it. That was the end.
Or like, and then it was Friends and then like Will and Grace.
But then Will and Grace like died like a year after.
Yep.
I think it's this other one, Meet My Parents or something.
Oh,
it's like with that
Canadian
girl in it or something.
Was it like How I Met Your
Mother? Yeah, How I Met Your Mother or something. Yeah, yeah. I think that people.
The one with Doogie Howser?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Oh.
Does The Office count? People seem to like The Office.
That's not a sitcom. Sitcoms when like back people and go, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. What would you have considered Malcolm in the Middle?
Comedy show.
Just a comedy show?
Maybe.
Sometimes it wasn't even really funny. It was just kind of weird.
I never liked Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, me neither.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I loved it when it first came out, especially.
I didn't care for this poor white family with
Agent Cody Banks. It's like, yeah, no more.
See, the problem with Agent Cody Banks, too, is they never brought back Hillary Duff.
Yep. Yep.
That's the
darn, she was my favorite. Duff Hilly.
We know.
I still have that avatar.
Sweet. Fluff stuffy.
We're not going to explain the story again.
Yeah, I don't.
Of those names.
That's not important.
They're all gone now anyways. Nobody uses them. Yeah. I've seen Jude with his like once maybe. Oh. Then he changed it back to whatever it is
Nostalgia.
Now. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, we got Derek to thank for that.
Yay.
I never got that. I saw you guys with those names. I was like,
that's true.
What's going on?
It didn't last too long for most of us.
Mine lasted a long
Bill's
time.
And Jude's lasted the longest. Anyway, we weren't going to talk about that.
No, we were going to tell a story.
How it came to be. Like, when.
If you want.
Nah.
Okay, no. Then let's move on.
Hey, I think I see a cat another question.
Moving on.
It says, what, can you explain that story that you just explained? Thanks. It's from Paul in Minnesota.
Hello, no. Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Minnesota. All right, let's get started with our topic list. Summer is here. not quite, actually. Summer is next month.
I like it when it gets too hot.
I don't care. I hate
gross.
Summer's here. That means more movies on the horizon.
Yeah, right.
But nothing we haven't already announced. Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I just gave them like so many ideas to it.
Yeah, that's true. Christmas like
a lot of little ideas.
A fountain of ideas.
Well, I mean, the only thing we've talked that we were going to do was Chris's parkour video.
Yeah. I guess that we should do things first.
Any developments on that, Chris?
That would happen, Chris, director.
You still have all those ideas, or did you forget?
Are you going to do it in this 2 week period that Phil has?
I don't know.
I say
not
yes.
Ready yet.
When if I'm directing, am I also like scheduled?
Yeah.
Well, you should.
Well then, you guys will have to wait.
All right.
Okay. You never know when
I'll
announce.
We'll try some other stuff in
the winter, like when the snow is like this high.
That would be funny though.
It would be.
Don't change my mind.
Snow pants.
Snow pants. Remember snow pants.
I love snow pants.
I hated snow pants.
Ah, the best.
I know. You could just like, run around the snow and jump up and down and roll around.
But I hated putting it on and taking it off.
Oh, it's worth
no,
it.
No, you get those the cool ones that you just like pull down your pants.
That's true. That's true.
Not those stupid strap ones.
Yeah,
I hate
those straps. Straps are bad.
I don't like snow wear.
I love snow.
Not even toques. Don't you love your toques?
No.
Toques.
I
you
wear
got that old gray toque. For so long and like same distance.
Oh yeah.
What about that toque you're wearing in Hanban?
Yeah, I love that toque.
Oh, isn't that yours, Derek? That's
yeah.
Derek's. That's
yeah.
Not mine.
I can give it to you.
I don't want it. I have a Nike toque, man.
Oh
Nike.
Nike. You're so cool.
Nike.
Anyway. Summer.
I wear the same coat all year round.
Really?
I don't change it. If it gets warm in the summer, I just say, you know what? I'm going to take off my coat.
Oh.
If it gets colder, I say, you know what? I'm not going to wear a thicker coat. I'm going to put on a sweater.
Oh.
That's what I do.
What about when it's winter?
That's what I just said. Winter.
What about when it's fall?
When it's fall? I mean, fall. It's perfect for fall, actually. It's a fall coat.
Oh, okay.
It's okay for spring. It's a little bit too warm, but it's doable.
Okay.
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 So... I have movies I might want to do. I'm not going to talk about them
so
just
I don't
because...
like summer. I hate summer. Summer's disgusting.
Yeah. I like summer.
It has its upsides and
downsides. No, it doesn't. What upsides?
Like, no more school. Yay!
I have school. What are you talking about?
Well, besides you.
You never have school.
Yay!
Nothing works in my favor.
I know.
Summer is here.
That's why you're so sad all the time.
So is the release of old Batman What's Yours Is Mine episode 2 footage.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of our well, that's kind of not a big release, but it came out.
Yeah, that's a big release.
Well, it wasn't in primetime canon, though.
Why not?
But I don't know. Derek didn't put it there.
You want it to be there?
It's up to you.
Really?
It's up to you.
I don't think it should be there.
Oh.
Anyway.
I think that's like extras.
It's a release. It's a release.
We're just so desperate for release. We've had, like, what, Just Words?
Hey, that was good,
and
man.
Then, no, I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm saying we had one in January, and like February, March, April, and then we had two great other releases in April.
Two in April! Two gigantic releases in April. That covers us for the whole summer.
Okay, that's true. Anyway.
So,
you know, I totally forgot that day, or at least that I recorded anything.
Yeah.
I remember that day, but I just don't remember me recording all this. I'm like, what the?
I like the commentary.
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, Derek's wearing white and Phil is black. It's like good and evil.
My God, my hair? Oh, I look like a lion or something like that. Crazy.
My hair is pretty. Actually, my hair is kind of the same.
Your
right
hair
now.
Was pretty, Phil. It was.
I was going to say pretty wild, too. My hair is the same. My hair hasn't changed ever.
My hair has been through its stages.
Yar.
It's true. I changed in bagged milk.
Yar.
According to Chris.
It did. Yo, it looks so different. Yeah. That was fun. That day was fun.
Yeah,
that was a fun day. That was kind
of
fun.
I just wish there was more clips of us. Of the
actually filming the movie, you mean? Or what do you mean?
No, I just like that people could have seen Chris actually throwing the meat.
Don't
at
you
him.
Have that?
Oh yeah, because for most
no,
of that, it was...
because like all three of us had to be involved in doing that. You were throwing at Derek's filming, and I'm on the ground.
But don't you have
so,
that?
No, that was
that's what he lost.
That was like the only footage of that was the actual footage
but
for the movie.
That was amazing.
I know. That, yeah, if. I wish people
so awesome.
Could actually see that scene. That was like, I feel like that was the greatest scene we've ever filmed. It's like, it might not have been filmed that amazing, but it was just the funniest thing we've ever done. It's so stupid. Imagine Batman's on the ground. Chris is throwing wads of meat at me.
Robbie.
Really throwing the meat.
To duel.
It's just
that's
duel of the fates.
Yeah.
It was so good that Phil put in all the scenes of us throwing meat.
Yeah, yeah, it's like every take. So it goes on for so long. That was, I think at that point we had only filmed like two scenes. That was the second one. The other one also involved food.
The spaghetti one?
That was me sitting on the couch eating like
raw
spaghetti from these cans.
Wasn't it Chef Boyardee?
I think so. We had all these disgusting cans of food that we opened up and I had to eat some of it. But yeah, it's unfortunate that nobody else can see it, but it's in our memories.
Yeah.
Forever.
That's true.
That was a good day.
That was a good filming day.
That was a fun day.
Yeah.
When there was also those, what was it, like 6 hours of filming with Eric?
Oh yeah.
That was the
first day of filming the episode. We're like, okay, for this one, we're going to change the way we do it. We're going to film like all day for 8 hours. And just get as much done as possible so it doesn't take us a whole year.
That was so stressful.
We got so tired. It was so hot out. And then Eric wouldn't really cooperate sometimes.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not saying that line.
But did he say that line?
Some of them he did.
Force him to do it.
I think eventually he did most of them.
I thought the line he wouldn't say was, but I have two hands.
No.
I could use an extra hand to help. I have two.
Well, yeah, he did do that one.
I think he did do that eventually.
Oh, he didn't want to do that?
He didn't want to.
Oh, wow.
That was the one
I think there's a Pilates one, too, that he didn't want to do. Something to do with Pilates.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the one in my backyard on the deck, right?
Why work with Eric if he doesn't want to do lines?
Well, that's why we don't.
He had to
anymore.
Be two-faced, man. He's the only one who could be two-faced.
Why?
Because he's white.
Yeah.
We don't have enough white people to fill in these roles for a spoof.
We don't have enough people in general to fill in.
Oh, wow.
It's funny.
It's funny having us do every role all the time.
Yeah.
I think that makes it
interesting. Well, it's like those, you know, sketch comedy shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing.
Anyway, any other thoughts on that release? The Bat-Tomb footage?
That was fun. There's some other stuff that I didn't put in that's really, really, really boring. Like me recording big boss lines. It's like me sitting in front of my camera going, interesting. Interesting. And Phil says, do it again. Interesting.
Oh yeah, I remember filming.
Do it again. Interesting. It's like
20 minutes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
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 But aren't you glad you didn't have to do those lines anymore?
Yeah, that was a pain, doing all the lines twice and then trying to sync it up. Man.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Anyway.
Any thoughts on Battoon, Phil?
And are you reminiscing? Does it make you nostalgic?
Does it make you want to do it?
No, it doesn't make me want to do it.
Well, we already did Batman 2.
Not this one. I don't want to do that one, but we changed the script and we did the other one, which is
good.
It's good enough. It'll never be as good as this other script. I like the script, actually.
I didn't like the beginning. Do you still have the video footage? Remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What happened in the...
I think, didn't you lose everything?
Dude, what?
The interview. You lost everything.
We filmed the interview?
Yeah. You were, like, in a suit and everything.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I remember, like, ha ha ha, and then Eric's like, that isn't funny.
I don't remember
that. We did the whole thing.
I remember doing my effect shot with the TV and stuff, but at the beginning.
We did that too.
I don't remember them doing the interview. Anyway. Oh, wait, I remember now.
Yeah.
We're in my TV room by the wall.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. That's also the spot where we filmed HD. Good spot, just a nice white wall. Okay, other releases just the other day, actually.
Yesterday. Was it just
yesterday?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like just a couple of hours
ago.
Maybe it was this morning.
It was like midnight, right?
Around midnight, yeah.
Yeah. So that came out...
Well, what's it called?
Nightlights.
What's the thing called?
Oh, something about Jesus. I don't remember the title. It didn't matter. It just came up at the last second. So that came out.
So that's a new form of Trashimation?
I guess.
Is it like Trashimation colon Nightlights or just Nightlights?
I didn't put Trashimation anywhere, so I guess it's just
Nightlights.
I don't know. Whatever. People just know. Or they don't. Whatever. It doesn't matter
anymore. How do you... It is Trashimation different from the... Do you use / for Nightlights? Please let me know.
Concerned parent.
Didn't use /. But I did draw. This is the first one where I used hand drawings, so that was kind of fun.
Whoa. So is this like an ink blur reject? You just want, let's put voices in.
No, because it was too long to be a strip. I wouldn't have wanted to make it a strip because I don't like to make strips that are too long. So.
Well, you turn it into a comic book then.
Well, it's too short for a comic book.
You turn it into a graphic novel.
then too long for a graphic novel.
Then what's his name? We'll do a movie adaptation.
And Zack Snyder, MGC.
It'll be like unfaithful to the source.
MGC.
But it'll look right. That's what's important.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
Hallelujah!
That's my favorite part.
That was a good part.
That was a horrible movie.
Anyway.
I get to say it now. I don't like that. Like, yeah. Or whenever what? I wrote that thing, that review, I can say that, like, no, I just don't like that movie.
Boom. Dog. Would you change your G rating?
I give it a 2 now.
What was it before? A 3?
3?
Oh.
I don't know.
I still give it a 3.
I give it a 2.5.
Horrible movie.
Anyway, I found Nightline funny.
Yeah, it was good.
What is it called? Nightline?
Nightlife.
Yeah.
Nightlife.
I just thought it was pretty funny.
Life Nights.
Like K-N-I-G-H-T?
I like the God character.
Nightlife, the life
was funny.
That was gonna be you, but you were so busy.
Yeah, man.
Because I just did this in like 2 days pretty much.
Yeah, man.
Me and Phil were supposed to be...
It was supposed to be Chris and Phil.
My second gig as a voice actor
became Derek.
And Derek.
It's always about Derek.
More royalties for Derek.
It wasn't supposed to be. It wasn't the plan.
Yeah, it was not like you wrote it. It's like, oh, this wasn't supposed to be.
I sure.
It's an accident. Sorry.
I kept watching the God thing. I was like, it's kind of like Zordon.
It is kind of Zordon. That's why I wanted you to do it.
It's kind of like a big head and he's dumb and he's got this crazy, like, ethereal voice. What's with the star on his head? What does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything. I was just drawing stars in the background. I drew it on his head, too.
Cool.
That's all.
And he's got nice hair.
Yeah.
God has to have nice hair.
Of course.
I mean, he's probably given himself the nicest hair. Forget the supermodels. God's got the nicest hair.
But what?
Makes sense.
Whoa!
You keep chopping your mangle everywhere.
No.
Sorry.
It's so slippery.
Why don't you, like, put the plate underneath it when you eat?
That's a good idea. Because I'm holding it like that, and if I move my hand, I'll just go somewhere. So where am I supposed to put the plate?
Well, you stay still until you're done eating.
But it's so good.
You gotta move when you're eating a mango.
Or just not eat it the way I'm eating it.
Yeah.
So, anything else about Nightline?
I was gonna show you something, but then my mango fell.
Oh.
What?
What are you gonna say?
I forgot.
Okay.
Okay. That's it for releases.
Well, I guess we could mention all the other stupid videos we've been uploading to YouTube.
I have displayed my displeasure with
the it made me think about like
I do not like, why do you need a second channel? Explain it to me.
No, why? I already did. I just didn't want to get cluttered. But then I what?
Nobody cares, Bill. Nobody cares.
I care. It looks bad to me.
No, nobody cares.
But now that we have the playlist,
Mega 64, you don't see them having their own thing where they have their panel. They don't have their own panel channel. No, they just put it on their thing.
Well, everything they do is a big official release to them. So, with us, like, hey, look at us carving pumpkins.
Yay! What about the Bobby Brown outtakes for the site for yourself? That's not official.
Oh, I don't know.
They still put it on there.
Everything's there now. Don't worry. Don't worry. Everything's there now.
He changed his mind.
Yeah.
Leave that channel.
Huh? I'm just gonna leave it.
No!
Why? I'm not gonna do anything with it. Just leave it. Just let it take space. Just let it take space on YouTube. Let it ruin their
YouTube.
If you want to join our cause, create lots of accounts on YouTube and just leave them there. No, yeah, there's lots of like stupid videos we put up, and
they're good.
I don't know. Some people like them. Some people hate them.
The best one is the washing one.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was another good filming day.
Yeah.
I still say that's like of all time.
Yay!
So fun.
Yeah, there might be more stuff going up. Like sometimes I film stuff when we podcast or like stuff before we podcast. So there's a little bit of that. Those Generation Asthma videos, which I'm still editing. I've been doing some recently.
Why are you pointing at me?
Well, because you're always the one who's like, where are the videos, man? So yeah, those are coming. They'll be there too. And maybe I might put the old video podcasts up on there.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh my god.
We'll see. I might make a podcast playlist
or a podcast channel.
Yeah.
Nothing 3 long. God.
Yeah.
What?
We'll just leave it. Yeah, a couple of people actually subscribed to that Canada Nothing 2 channel.
Wow.
And now there's like nothing.
They're pretty fast.
So
did you know your sister subscribed to you?
Really?
Your younger sister?
That's kind of creepy.
She even commented, you guys are the best. And then I was just clicking through all the profiles, and then it turns out she's the one that has the Riding on the Wind video.
Oh, yeah, I knew she uploaded that. I remember that. She told me she's going to do it.
Wow.
Cool.
So she knows what you're doing.
She supports you.
They all know what I'm doing.
No, but it's like she watches what you're doing.
Oh
see, so she's grateful.
All right, so you know what happened when we carved those pumpkins. You're not listening to this. Probably.
Probably.
Are you? If you are, go tell
email us at podcast@canonly.com. Yeah, anyway, just keep checking back there. A lot of old stuff that I just posted on the forums is going up there. Lots of weird videos.
Do people get your HD videos?
What do you mean get?
Sappy music to...
Oh, I don't know. Some of them are just like, that's nice. That's the music there. Yeah,
they don't get it.
That's nice.
I like the Just Words one, where it's just the puppets.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first shot you showed me of the green screen testing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what was that?
Just like earthbound music. Like,
what do you mean?
That's the background.
Oh, yeah, it's just called... Remember,
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just called like Flame or something.
You gotta use that someday.
Yeah.
Parkour.
Jump to the fire. Mordor.
Yeah. So I'll check back once more. Like I said, I'm not going to really update on the site saying, hey, new weird Oblivion Bin things. I guess from now on, all the Oblivion Bin stuff will go there.
Bay.
So check up on it once in a while.
Yeah.
And let's move on.
Move on.
All right, this is the big part.
Moving
summer
on.
Summer movie season has started.
Yay.
So, do you want to?
What? Remember that song by those people, the people that had the elephants? And they went, January, February, March, April.
Oh, yeah. June, July.
I don't even remember the other one. The one Simon Bears or something? The people that had that elephant.
The Elephant Show.
Yeah.
Sharon Lois and Bram.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
They had I remember that song.
Sweet.
The polka dot door. The polka dot door. We'll see you at the polka dot door. Songs and stories and so much more. Do 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 do. The polka dot door.
The movie.
This is the song we always sing. So get ready, get
okay,
set.
Okay, Phil, just because I sang treasure a little bit of a song doesn't mean you have to sing some of the other songs.
It's a good show.
Jeez, you know how many times I have to skip you and your stupid Star Wars rap through that podcast?
Yeah, awesome. John Cena.
No, not that song.
Remember?
It's
a good song.
No, stop it.
Alright, we're not doing it now.
Okay.
Remember Polka Dot Shorts?
Yeah.
Polka Dot.
I like that.
Polka Dot Shorts.
I like that better than the Pokeroo Show.
Me too.
Well, isn't that basically the Pokeroo Show?
Yeah, but it was mainly like just the mascot people.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I missed Pokeroo.
Oh, yeah. Missed him again.
Sweet.
Stupid Bram.
Bram.
It's always Bram.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Bram is Pokeroo.
Duh.
Don't spoil it for me.
I know. I didn't want to know.
Does everyone remember that show? Was that a popular show?
I think it was only...
Was it like Sesame Street popular?
Wasn't that only on TVO?
Is that a Canadian show?
I think it was. Cheers, Moss and Brown, aren't they only Canadian?
I have no idea.
I remember they did some shows in Toronto, like live shows. I'm pretty sure I went to one of those.
Cool.
I
don't remember.
You remember when Nick and Judy came to St. Vincent? Or Matt Maxwell?
Who?
The French singing guy?
Oh, yeah.
Louis Le Grenouille?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
Anyway.
Stupid Canadian
summer
talent.
Movies.
All right. So, what order do you want to talk about these?
In chronological order.
Okay. So, first of the season, Wolverine. X-Men Origins. Wolverine starting off the awesome movie season. and it wasn't good. Like, maybe there's one or two things that are kind of cool, but.
No? Like what?
Like.
Wade Wilson before he became the stupid Deadpool. That was it.
Wade Wilson.
Oh, did you see those two extra
credits? Yeah. I found out the ending, the quote ending that we got was like the one that was in every theater.
Yeah.
But then if you stayed till the end of all the credits, there was like two separate ones that you could see. Yeah. I just went on YouTube, I saw it.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, they were dumb anyways. Like I would have felt gypped if I saw it. Do you know what we're talking about, Derek?
Yeah.
You saw the ending?
I didn't see them, but I know
what What was the other one? Wolverine in Japan drinking his sake. Ooh.
Are you American, comedian? Do you drink to forget? I drink to remember.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun!
Victor! Can you want to talk about how bad that montage was? Oh, that's horrible.
Which
montage?
The opening credits?
Yeah. No, the war one.
Oh.
Where it's like, hey, we're brothers! Yeah. We're brothers!
Back to back! Okay. Like, all they did was show, these guys are old. They were in every war. Ha ha.
No, there's one in Vietnam where Victor went all crazy.
Yeah.
And then Wolverine showed off his tongue, and then like Victor was like,
ah! Yeah.
Just like freezes.
Yeah.
Terrible. Where's the funny credits than Watchmen? I know you didn't like the Watchmen.
I like the Watchmen one.
I thought
the Watchmen
one
was
the Watchmen was too boring.
I just thought it was a little long.
I just didn't like it. This one was, like, stupid,
I guess,
Punisher stupid.
Wolverine was one of these movies that tried to make everything look cooler than it should have been.
Yeah.
So it just falls apart because of that.
Yeah.
Like, I was... when that shot when he's on the motorcycle and he has to do that really quick U-turn, so he puts his claws in the ground.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then they make it all slow-mo and he has to be like, yeah! Like, really? You could do it in regular speed. He doesn't have to put his claws in the ground. Just make him turn around. That's all.
Not, it's not cool.
Just yeah. Do it. Don't make a big flashy thing out of everything he does.
But it's Wolverine.
Yeah,
where the Wolverine's whole romantic awesome. Subplot took up too much time.
Oh, yeah.
Too much time.
Oh, so okay. So apparently I read up on this, and so apparently Victor or Sabretooth was supposed to be someone else.
What do you
different
mean?
Different actor, you mean?
No, he's supposed to be a different character. They just replaced Sabretooth with him. Because apparently he has a half-brother.
Oh.
But then they didn't want to do that, so they just put Sabretooth in there.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't think Sabretooth is actually his brother.
No, he's not.
And,
But they never say it's Sabretooth.
That's true.
What, in this movie?
Yeah, in the movie. They never say it to him.
Yeah, they never call him Sabretooth.
How about Will.i.am? How horrible was he?
He was the worst.
Why was he Nightcrawler?
Black cowboy.
He was so bad.
Ugh. Horrible. Dimples, I'm tongue black. I don't even remember his, like, lines. Remember when he was, like, transporting? He was going, like trying to like, fighting for him? Like, what is this?
So fat.
So fat. It's horrible.
Derek, what'd you think of the Blob?
Oh, it didn't really matter.
It was like, yeah, it was a little bit disappointing, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think he was he fully Blob?
I don't know.
Is he really supposed to be Blob? Like Blob?
Yeah.
He is. Oh, but, like the Blob that they showed, he's not. That's like half Blob, right? Isn't the Blob bigger than that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought Blob was bigger.
And okay, so the biggest, stupidest thing, he didn't lose his memories when he got his adamantium bone.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
stupid adamantium bullet. Wow.
Oh, I remember that. It's like, it might not kill him, but it'll erase his memory. What? How do you know?
Like, yeah, they just totally ruined the character with that. And I really thought, like, when he got the adamantium in, I thought it was going to be a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
Since that's, like, that's what you want to see when you're thinking
that's
of a Wolverine
the
origin
of, like,
story.
A Wolverine story, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, he only kills two guys and then runs away. You'd think that, remember in X2 where they show, like, his scratches are all over the walls and stuff? He didn't do that in this one, so where did the scratches come from?
I don't know.
That's true.
He's supposed to kill all the scientists. He's supposed to be all bloody with the claws coming out of him.
They toned it down.
At least he was naked.
And then Gambit was there for like 30 seconds.
Gambit sucked.
Gambit was horrible.
Gambit's inclusion felt like when Venom was put into Spider-Man 3 because of the fans.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, Gambit's so cool. Please put him in.
Like when you watch it, it's
like, he didn't even really charge things. He charged his card once.
He wasn't relevant to the story.
I know.
He was only there to transport.
He led him back into to the
place
on the island.
He could have just used his nose and smelled, okay?
Yeah.
Victor!
He's smelling Victor!
Yeah, like in like the commercials, they made it seem like all those other characters are going to be like a big part of it, but then all of them are there for like...
So who's that? Okay, Wolverine's love interest? That was so stupid. It's like, Wolverine, I love you, but my sister, you have to help my sister. And it's just like, And then afterwards, well, like Wolverine forgives her for my sister. I did all because my sister, but I love you.
He's like, okay.
Horrible.
And the inclusion of Cyclops, that was useless.
No,
too.
The inclusion of what's his face, Picard, that was useless. I think they just needed an excuse how they got out of it
to use Picard. This Picard is awesome.
Yeah. I was like, oh my god, it's actually him.
Best part of the movie.
But see, that was just, what's it called? That's just foreshadowing for all the other movies that we saw.
Yeah, that's true. All the movies we saw had big cameos. Yeah.
Horrible.
Unfortunately, none of them are Samuel Jackson.
Picard was the best.
Yeah.
What do you say, Michael Jackson?
No, unfortunately, none of them are Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, we didn't watch a Marvel movie. I mean...
That was a Marvel movie.
But, like, not one that had Iron Man in it.
Well, only one of them has Iron Man.
There you go.
Speaking of Marvel movies, they cast Thor.
Who's Thor?
I have no idea. Some guy I've never heard of.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. I remember the rumors of Nicolas Cage was going to be Superman.
Yeah, I still remember that.
So stupid. That was horrible. Why? He's like this little shrimpy guy.
And the wrestler, too, remember?
Oh, yeah. Why?
Like, why?
He's Ghost Rider. Why?
He's so awesome.
So how many G's, guys?
Two. Yeah, Wolverine is good for a laugh, and that's it. Actually, maybe not even good for a laugh.
Some laughs.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good for making fun of.
Okay.
Now you're the trickster. Okay. Yeah, I'll say so this good. About this movie. Yeah. At least it didn't have so many gravelly voices.
That's true.
Wolverine wasn't like so gravelly. He was just yelling a lot.
Yeah. Otherwise. Hugh Jackman, you like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine?
I don't know. Like, he's a good actor, but as Wolverine,
really,
he's
is?
Not. I think he's pretty good.
Sorry.
But, like, he's not. The Prestige.
That's an because awesome he was movie. A Batman.
Huh?
That's because he was a Batman.
I guess.
So it's like his non.
The Prestige is like Batman without Batman. Anyway.
Anyway, what came out after Wolverine?
Star Trek. So I didn't see Star Trek, so I'll let these guys talk about it.
In your face. I'm pointing
egg on my face. Here, take center stage so you can talk about it. I'll just kind of laugh at the jokes as what's going on. Go.
Me and Derek are like,
I know. Well, we saw Star Trek.
And
did you go in expecting like amazing things, like how, you know, there's so much hype and stuff?
I was expecting it to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was gonna be like, oh, amazing. I thought I would be like, after once the credits roll, I'd be like, I'm satisfied with this Star Trek.
Is that
I'm
how
ready
you
for no.
Oh, I
no,
see.
No, I'm not satisfied with that Star Trek, and I don't think I'm ready for more.
When we left, you said you would watch sequels.
Maybe for some. No, I didn't. I asked
didn't
Cameron
you?
That, and Cameron's
oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, I want to see sequels.
Okay.
But yeah, just, okay, well, so.
What was unsatisfying?
The whole alternate universe
thing.
Oh,
okay, okay.
So for a Star Trek story, it's understandable. I get it, you know.
Yeah.
It's within the realm of reality for a Star Trek movie.
Yeah, they
I mean,
crazy
to have, like,
stuff, yeah.
Alternate, but the problem is, you experience that as something else, and then you go back to reality and it move forward. Here, it's just, it's stupid alternate reality. And it's just like, okay, so like the whole planet Vulcan like gets destroyed. It's like, oh, alternate reality, it's okay. And then,
you know, Spock and Uhura.
Yeah, that, alternate reality,
it's
okay.
Everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah. See, really like, start making
dude,
out.
Alternate reality. It's okay.
I gotta see this.
So, okay. And then one of the things that makes it a Star Trek thing is, like, if there is going to be an alternate reality, you would have a character from the normal reality enter
crossover,
here.
Crossover, yes.
Yeah. So. And, okay, Spock showed up. I don't know.
It's like, I was in my spaceship. And I ended up in this thing here. I'm Spock.
Fine if you want to do that. Problem is, he doesn't go back. He's
yeah,
just, like,
that's
stuck
the
there.
Problem. It's like, yeah, that's the fate of Spock.
Yeah. So
that's
like,
our Spock stuck in their stupid alternate
universe.
It's
not stupid Sylar or something.
No.
Just
bring our Spock back.
No. And, okay, and what's it called? So they had a lot of... Okay, so going on with the alternate reality, I'm really afraid for the future of this because, like, okay, so it's like, Klingons, they look like Chewbacca now because it's alternate reality. You know, the Borg, they're actually girls, but it's alternate reality in bikinis or something.
Did you mind that whole kind of young, sexy Star Trek kind of thing that they're trying to do?
I got it. I understood.
Yeah.
Like, okay, and the whole, that captain, he's actually part of the story, right?
Which captain?
The actual captain before Kirk.
Oh, Captain Pike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was part of there before, and, like, okay, I like that. But then there's some other things like, so they tried to make the Star Trek different, like
yeah.
saying like this isn't the same Star Trek, but then at the same time they also made the Star Trek the same Star Trek.
Yeah.
So like, they had, what's his name, Scotty, you know, perfect Scottish accent, whatever, and then
yeah.
they get someone like Sulu, and then
yeah.
like, he doesn't
Sulu,
have the Sulu
Harold,
voice.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't and have the voice
that
to
was...
do it.
And then he knows how to fence and do like samurai stuff.
Well, Sulu can fence.
But can he do backflips and all that other
oh,
stuff?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I haven't watched enough of the original series.
Yeah, okay, so that was stupid. And the whole okay, so I get one thing they really showed a lot was Kirk, and
yeah.
he's no longer quote unquote invincible because every shot they showed like,
yeah, he's like
the scar over here, there. So he's not invincible. William Shatner.
Yeah.
The lighting, I hated the lighting. The
lighting.
The big shots where it's like in the background they had the huge like light
okay.
bulb thing.
Yeah.
That was bad. And there are a lot of, like, cool references, like, you know, the red shirt thing?
No, the red shirt.
That red thing machine
was
pretty
cool.
And then, like, okay, maybe aside from one line, every other line seems so forced, like, you knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. There's a lot of those, yeah, those lines.
Yeah, but see, leave it to Leonard Nimoy to deliver the perfect line of, like, I am and forever shall be your best friend.
Yes.
Like, I was like, yes, okay, yes. Good. And then all of a sudden, all the lines are flooding in, just like, that's horrible. But yeah, okay.
The doctor one was the most forced, I think.
Yeah, you damn saw it, that Jim, coming
I'm a whatever. I'm a doctor, not a whatever.
But it's, so you know, it's still pretty cool that they have that, still that... They're still trying to do the whole relationship between like Spock and them.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing.
That's good.
I was so.
Did you like Siler as Spock? I think even though like Sulu doesn't have the voice at all, it's I think at least he kind of looks the part.
Yeah.
A lot more than Harold.
Yeah.
Looks like.
Sulu. I heard them in an interview that they're like, yeah, we were told like don't try to copy the original characters, just be a good actor.
Yeah. But then, see, that's the whole problem. It's like, so don't try to copy the original characters, but then you still have characters that still act like the characters from the thing. Chekhov, remember the Russian guy?
Chekhov.
He's there, yeah, and he's Chekhov. Like, totally.
Chekhov was pretty good.
And he's like, still totally the same guy. And it's yeah. Just like, what are you trying to get at if you're trying to, like, have a different, but let, have some people still be, like...
Yeah.
And no, we're just talking about that main bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever his name was, I felt like, I said this in the movie, like, I felt like he was a wrestler or something. With his promos, he was always yelling, I'm gonna get you, Spock! Oh, I'm gonna find you! And when I get you, I'm gonna lay you down and pin you! Like, relax, man.
I didn't even know that was Eric Bana.
It was? Yeah, oh, my God.
I didn't know. I was like, Romulans look like that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I was talking to you, I'm like, so these are Romulans.
Alternate
right? Like,
universe.
Yeah, see? It's in the future, whatever. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You sound maybe. Frustrated.
Okay, another thing. All Star Trek is based on having a problem and solving it with science. Here, what's the problem? And what's the solution?
Evil bad guy. Blow him up.
Did they still touch on like that theme of the original Star Trek? Like exploring new worlds for the betterment of mankind.
No, this is war.
This is action. Trek.
The whole reason they go action out sexy into trek. Space is just because it's like, there's a guy who's gonna come and kill everyone, let's go.
Oh,
that's the same.
So it's like your typical kind of superhero movie?
The whole kind of cerebral aspect isn't there.
Yeah. Aww. But yeah, so, and then there's the whole, so Spock ruins a lot of people's lives because Scotty never figures out the transportation thing. He just gives it to him, so it's like, you invented it, here it is. Like, oh, thanks for, like, telling me and showing me. You could have just told me that and I would have figured out, like, faster.
Oh, alternate universe, who cares?
Yeah, exactly, alternate universe. Like, okay, so, but at the same time, like, that kind of story, I feel that they had to do that. It's like, it's an origins thing, right? They had to just get it over with.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm kind of skeptical about the next ones that come out.
Mm.
Oh, I don't, like, are they going to have that, you know, there's a problem and let's use science to figure it out?
Because we'll see.
There really wasn't any...
Whales. Maybe the whales will come back.
Yes.
But they look like monkeys. But it's okay. Alternate universe. It's like, oh. But you know the Klingons are going to show up in the second one.
Oh, yeah. They got to do Klingons. But and then Borg. Borg will be the third one.
Borg? Really?
Maybe.
Is Whoopi... I hope Whoopi goes
first. Well, I guess this is the original series. So maybe they won't do Borg yet.
But then who would be, like... Who?
I mean, who's left after that? Yeah, that's
true. You did the Romulans and you did the Klingons.
The Klingons, then...
Rami Klingons. But I don't know, that's a long ways anyways.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, bring back Whoopi Goldberg.
Did they ever just, like, describe her character? Like, what her...
No, she's just some kind of mystical black woman.
Who's and like, apparently had, like, had, like, feuds with Cude before.
Yeah.
That was so weird. Remember that episode when they first, like, when Whoopi Goldberg's... Goldberg first sees Cude and she's, like, that kind of...
Yeah,
like,
that was so awesome.
So what did you think of Star Trek, Derek? I said a lot.
I don't know. I thought it was entertaining for what it was. You know, I guess I didn't go in expecting it to be... I don't know what I expected. I mean, have you watched much of the original series?
I haven't watched a lot of it. At least...
Or the movies. I've seen, like, maybe two of the movies.
I saw Rathacon, and apparently that's the last one.
And I guess, you know, so I guess I wasn't, like, looking out for all the you know, whatever, but...
Yeah. The what's it called? Nakamura Challenge or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
That's a reference to, I think, the second one. Where Shatner actually says that he cheated, so...
Yeah, that's something.
But, I don't know.
And Winona Ryder was...
Spock's mom. Stupid was that? Like, okay, so Winona Ryder dies because she, like, falls off a cliff. So what happens is she's with Spock, and then she moves farther away from the cliff, And they wait, like,
getting transported.
No, but here's the worst part. She looks back at Spock, and they wait like a minute before the thing collapses. So you think she looked back and then it falls, but no, it's like, I'm gonna turn around, I'm gonna wait. It's like, oh, I guess the thing's not falling yet, so I'm just gonna keep looking at you. Horrible. And a lot of times during it was just Spock scenes, we kept saying, like, eat their brains, eat their brains. Derek even did that.
Yeah, just cut open their brains and take their powers. Because there was a line when he was in an elevator with Uhura, he's like, I need, like, she's like, what do you need from me? Need? What do you need? Anything? Like, cut open your brain.
Yeah.
How many G's do you give it?
I
give it 3.5 G's.
I give it 3.
How many G's do you give it? Based on what you've heard about it.
I think the trailers look pretty interesting.
The trailers do look cool.
They do.
I'll give it 3.5 based on the trailers.
Okay. Cool. So that's Star Trek.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that...
Did you find Kirk annoying? Like, did you find him, like, too... Like, you know how he's like, oh, I'm so cool, I'm so bad.
But that's the new Kirk, alternate reality. It's okay, because then there are other characters that are... Okay, here's another... Okay, everything seems so fate-based. Didn't you see him? Like,
what-based?
Fate-based.
Oh.
Like, it's fate that this happened. Like, Sulu, he wasn't originally supposed to be there because some other guy was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And then the engineer, Scotty, it's because, like, he met Spock.
Yeah.
So it just seemed like...
And then Kirk shows up, Pike's like, okay, you're like, second in command.
Yeah.
Third in command, whatever. Okay.
I don't know. I think... Isn't that... I don't know. For that kind of thing, I think they did that a lot in the old ones, too.
Yeah.
Saying, like, oh, it's fate that you guys are together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But people are more forgiving of original because it's original.
That's true.
If they're gonna do, like, okay, so I'm a big Next Generation freak, so if they're gonna do, like, of like something like that, I think I'd be even more mad.
I think I'd be mad at that.
Yeah.
Rebooting the Next Generation.
Rebooting Next Generation.
You can't do it without real Picard.
But dude, William Shatner.
I know. I mean, that's what people would probably say about Shatner.
Yeah, that's what I always wonder. But
that
then,
generation of Trekkies.
Yeah, that's why I wonder, like, you know, the Trekkies from this one.
Apparently William Shatner was supposed to have some kind of role in this movie.
Oh.
But they, like, kicked him out for something.
Because he wanted more money?
I don't know. He's like, they didn't like him, I guess. I don't know.
It's like, play my spoken word album. Play my scenes.
Please? I just made a new one. Good timing, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine that Next Generation reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming, man. It's coming.
No! like 30 years from now.
I know.
I'm waiting for the Enterprise reboot.
Already?
That was basic.
Anything else about Star Trek?
Nah, that's it.
I guess.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun!
That's the next movie we saw.
We all saw Terminator Salvation today.
Just a few hours ago.
Yep.
Yeah. Better than Wolverine.
Was it better than Terminator 3?
I never saw Terminator 3.
I think it was.
I think.
Maybe. I thought Terminator 3 was horrible.
Terminator 3 was pretty bad.
It's not better than Terminator 2.
No, T2 is the best one.
Yeah, T2 is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never really saw T1.
I saw it and I was like, why is Arnold the bad guy? I don't like this anymore, so I stopped watching.
Yeah, I saw the second one first. Yeah. I saw like parts of the first one. It's like, he's not a hero. What's going on?
He's not even a robot.
Come on. And he's got the funny haircut.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too 80s for me.
Don't you find it weird that even through, like, chronologically, like, for all the Terminators, they still kept Sarah Connor as herself?
Yeah.
It's still the same actress.
True.
That's
Hamilton.
Crazy.
I guess that's good.
She only showed up as a photograph here.
Yeah.
Well, and her
voice.
Voice, yeah.
Too.
Oh, it was really her voice?
Sounded like her.
I guess so. I mean, I would assume she kind of sounds
more or
less the same now.
Yeah, they got a
big
picture that they should have taken.
Yeah.
But I like that, like, they didn't really change the story a whole lot. Like, things seem to fit in with the way
they work out
later. And it's interesting the way it worked. Well, like, the fact that, okay, Kyle Reese is still his dad and everything. He has to go into the past. And the T-800's being made, and it's Arnold and all this stuff. So it still works out like that.
But
you just gave me a nod.
I don't know, it's like the movie, the kind of the timeline of these movies is interesting because of the time travel thing.
Yeah,
so
could, like
this one is like part prequel and part sequel. depending on which way you want to look at the other movies.
Like, this is the origin of all those catchphrases that you heard throughout all the movies.
I was,
like, you can't say, oh, I already heard this, because chronologically speaking, this is like the first one.
That's
true.
Like, yeah, for the movies themselves, then yeah, this would be a sequel. But for the story of Terminator, this is like the prequel.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but it's interesting. It's too bad the movie's not as interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like, just let's do stuff that leads up to explosions.
Well, like, pretty much. So, like, I've been kind of following the movie, like, a little bit, and I, even before then, they said that John Connor wasn't originally supposed to be.
Yeah, they said Christian Bale wanted rewrites. Yeah, he wanted to be John Connor.
They basically went up to Christian Bale and says, like, do you want to be in this movie? He's like, only if I can be John Connor. Like, okay. So, like, that, like, and for that reason, John Connor does not fit the story whatsoever. It does not seem
like
John
it's not forced. About him.
Yeah. He just seems off as this, like,
but really, you can tell, like, it's supposed to be about the other guy.
Yeah.
Kind of, and then, like, these scenes just kind of got thrown in. Kind of got forced in because he wanted to be.
Which I think I would be more interested in seeing, like,
the other guy
and Kyle.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I would have been more interested.
Yeah,
because
like the importance of Kyle Reese to the first movie would make more sense to show more of him in this.
Yeah,
one.
And it's like they
see where he came from and how he became this kind of hero of whatever.
And honestly, he seems to fit more of the character that John Connor was in the first two.
Yeah,
the first two he was like really nerdy and kind of a loser. And then all of a sudden, like, in this one, he's like, oh, I'm badass, and I'm Batman voice. And then, like, so, I don't know. It's just...
And, like, watching Christian Bale, it's just, you've seen him in these Batman movies, and he's so big in them, it kind of takes you out of it, because you just see Bruce Wayne.
This is, like, for me, I kind of feel like this is the same thing that, what's that movie, the Jet Li, Jackie Chan movie?
Forbidden Kingdom?
Yeah, where they, like, advertised it. Where it's like, oh, it's Jet Li and Jackie Chan together again. But no, it's not. There's a white guy in there.
It's about the white guy.
Oh, Christian Bale's John Connor. No, not really. It's about this machine.
It's true.
But yeah, I think it would be a much more better story if it was just... If it was just a Kyle. If it was a Kyle thing, oh, dude, that'd be great.
Dude, man.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was just kind of boring. Because there's no real story to it. But then,
of the writing that went in.
Yeah, like, there's no story. It was just like, we're in a war, so we're gonna show lots of action scenes, and that's all.
And they're like pointless action scenes. They led to nothing, really.
Yeah. Nothing really happened. It only got interesting for me when Arnold showed up.
Yes,
and
yes,
I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is good. And it got a bit more interesting, and it seemed like they started to have something of a plot. And it felt more like Terminator because they actually had a Terminator chasing them down with a face.
Yeah, there weren't any as much Terminators.
But he was the Terminator. You're experiencing the movie through the Terminator.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I mean, like, he wasn't a Terminator in the sense like the other Terminators where he's actually trying to kill them.
He was an infiltrator.
Yeah. They had lots of Terminators in this movie, but they're like henchmen kind of characters, and they're useless. Boring. They killed them fairly easily.
It really wasn't about Skynet. It wasn't. It was just about two characters.
Yeah. But I just like it. I liked it when it was more like kind of a thriller suspense thing with the Terminator chasing you down.
I don't think the Terminator franchise has gotten to times with like what the movies are today. I still feel like it's still like set in the, like, wherever. Like, they haven't understood today's market. Hmm. And they try to still make the same kind, like, not maybe same movie, just kind of different movie. But it still felt like Terminator 3 in a lot of ways, and it's just like, you know.
You need James Cameron, just like man.
A lame action movie. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So another bad thing. It was so loud.
It was so loud.
like we're not that old, so.
But it's so loud.
Yeah.
It's like them saying, did you know that 11's louder than 10? It's like, yes, but you can still turn it back down to 10. 10's still a good loud number.
Here's a helicopter. I'm going to fire one shot from my shotgun.
I got such a bad headache from that.
Yeah. Even Christian Bale's whispering was pretty loud for whispering.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is John Connor. I'm being quiet so the Terminators don't hear me.
Remember that Batman voice when he first started, where he got the radio?
Yes! Yes! One! Connor!
Just one!
I don't get it.
It's like he's so out of breath.
Okay, Phil, you can ask your question now.
What scene was it that Christian Bale went off on that director of photographer for director of photography?
Director of photographer.
I couldn't figure it out.
Where he was yelling to the guy.
What guy?
You can't do that! Yeah, I gotta see it. Yeah.
So he was already angry.
Yeah.
They said it was the most emotional scene in the movie.
Yeah, wasn't that emotional.
Maybe it was the one when he had to get his new heart.
No emotion.
That was emotional.
Who cares about those characters?
I know. What's up with that girl that had the red thing on her eyes?
Yeah, I know.
Was that part of her skin or like, was that just makeup?
That showed up and then it was gone.
And then it showed up again.
Like, what is that? Phil, do you know?
I don't know. I thought it had to do with her goggles or something, but it seemed weird.
It does seem weird. Yeah, well.
Like some weird clown thing.
So,
I didn't relate to any of those characters, and I honestly couldn't really tell you most of their names.
Connor. John Connor.
Kyle something.
So, that's pretty bad, right?
Marcus Wright.
Marcus. Blair.
Blair.
Kate
Blood, Blood
something.
Moon Blood?
Oh, yeah. Moon Blood Good or something. That's the actress's name. It's a good name.
The little mute girl? Was that her?
No, it was Blair.
It was Blair.
Oh, really?
She was Moon Blood Stone or something. Common was there. I forgot what his name was.
Was he the
black guy?
The black guy
who like wanted to shoot. He was shooting Marcus in the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he was like freestyling first. We're up here on those mountains. We're gonna test out the device. That rhyme didn't rhyme.
It worked. It's beautiful.
So apparently, Common plays a big role in the Terminator movie. Video game.
Oh.
Where his thing is that he doesn't, because apparently the whole thing about Terminator is that they call them machines, and Common calls them robots.
Ooh.
So then they, in the game, they always make fun of him because he calls them robots. So I thought there'd be something here in that movie, but he doesn't say anything. Really.
Oh.
He's just,
yeah, he doesn't do much.
I'm black.
Much.
Did you read my new rap album? It came out a while ago.
They should have used Common's music throughout the movie.
He just freestyled to that over and over.
That's another reason why Arnold's scene was so awesome, because they finally brought back the full Terminator thing. Door breaks down, Arnold kind of steps out.
Naked.
Yeah, naked, just like in the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
Was he naked in the second one, too?
Yep, when he came back. And in the third one.
Right. I'd be interested in a sequel just to see how they introduced the T-1000 in, like, that kind of future setting.
Are they going to?
I don't know. Like, you'd assume that they would have to get to that point. Like, the T-1000 has to come from somewhere. I'd like to see how all these resistance people deal with him. But that's about it.
Personally, where do you go from here? From what they did in the movie? Like,
John Connor's baby.
Oh, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I don't know. I thought that movie, like, coming into the movie, I thought this was going to be the end of it, and I wasn't accepting of it, but then, like, the way it ended, it's just like...
No, you kind of have to expect now that there's going to be sequels.
I don't know, but then you do that in the after credits, so I don't have to see that.
Yeah.
But I don't, like...
I don't know if I want to see more.
It looks so good on the trailers! It looked like there was going to be an actual war between the robots and the people, but it's like, no...
They just pick up up Aunt May and put her in a cage.
Aunt May.
Was it her?
No, it looked like her. I thought they all died when it thing picked them up. Because, like, how can that gigantic vice grip pick you up and not harm you in any way?
It's got cushions on side of it.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Cushions.
And then, like, drop them for, like, 100 feet into this basket thing.
Basket.
I don't know.
It's good.
It's weird.
How many G's?
2.5.
Give it 3.
2.
It's like...
They just found weird ways to get around the whole big war, and they were just like, yeah, so the battle happened, we're gonna have a big battle, but
it's
no,
like,
not really.
Well, they weren't... It seemed like they weren't really sure what they wanted to do, if they wanted to have it more of a character-driven movie, or just be about a gigantic war.
Yeah.
And show lots of fighting.
Personally, I would just want to try to...
I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm tired from my teaching all day standing around class, but I was so tired and sleepy in the theater.
It was kind of boring. That's why.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
I guess it's that too.
Because they tried to make it all character based. Yeah, I told you.
Well, I don't mind character based. It's like there's nothing going on in this
action
movie.
Scenes were
it's
boring.
Just action.
Because there's like this, like, nothing new.
Oh no, the hunter thing's chasing us. Let's run.
That's my thing that I didn't like about T3. Is like, what did it do? What was the action?
Yeah.
There wasn't really, and it's the same thing here. And then, like, Terminator 2. What did it have? It was more thriller, right?
Terminator 2? Yeah. Terminator 2 was more of an action movie. Terminator 1 was more of a...
But like, dude, he drank the milk and then he got stabbed.
I guess. I guess they're both kind of thriller because they always have the Terminator chasing you down. Yeah. You don't know when he's going to show up.
Those were cool.
Yeah.
And like action in T2, because of when they made it and the fact that they don't have all this computer stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
The fact like the big helicopter chase on the highway... They actually had to use a helicopter to chase them down, and they don't have to put like a CG thing. That's kind of cool when you realize that they actually did this.
Yeah.
But here it's like, oh, maybe there's a big spaceship thingy, and yeah, it's just a computer model.
Yeah.
How does this one tie into T3? Does it?
It doesn't.
There's like no connection between them.
Wasn't John Connor as like a teenager?
Yeah.
And. Nothing really happens
in okay, so basically, T3. What they take from T3, Skynet, and the two of them fall. Like, the two of them get together. They don't fall in love, but they get together.
Skynet and what?
Skynet happens. Yeah. Skynet happens.
Yeah.
Skynet happens.
Yeah.
And John and that girl get together. Oh. Or they just get paired together, so you expect them to be together. And,
yeah.
And that's all.
That's it.
What's the model of the Terminator in T3?
The lady.
You know, what's her model? Because there was like T-800.
T-Lady. T-Pink.
T-Pain.
Yeah.
They should put him in the sequel and he's the T-Pain model.
Oh, that'd be good.
Anyway, a lot of movie talk.
Okay. But this is what you guys like, right? Remember the last time we talked about a lot of movies?
I have some mini reviews if you guys don't mind.
Like, on the run, like, on
no,
the run.
DVD
on
stuff
the
run. I saw.
Quick stuff.
These are like.
Are you doing your whole trilogy thing again this summer?
No. Well, I did watch Back to the Future recently. Good movies, by the way. Anyway, I saw Shooter with Marky Mark Wahlberg. That's a pretty good movie. Interesting.
What's that about?
That's like a conspiracy movie where they set up this shooter guy and try to frame him for killing someone.
How many G's?
I gave it like a 3.5 out of 5.
59?
I saw Jumper with Hayden Christensen.
Oh, that movie was horrible.
And Samuel L. Jackson in yet another awesome role. Like, okay, I found that movie interesting, like the origin and stuff, but then when they started introducing Samuel Jackson's part of the story, it just went downhill. So I say like half the movie for me was like a 4 out of 5 and the rest of it was like 2.
Really? A 4 out of 5?
It was interesting. I found it interesting. And I like the effects of him jumping
around.
All that
around. Movie
that
was Hayden Christensen yelling a lot in pain.
I thought it was interesting, but then I didn't like the rest. I didn't like when they actually start to have a story, which is a strange thing to say. But
what about that stupid? They found out like the jump scare stuff. That's stupid.
Oh yeah.
I just jumped through your jump scare. What? What's a jump scare?
It's gonna close soon. Anyway, watch it if you want.
No, don't. Horrible.
I saw iRobot on TV. People say it wasn't good. I actually enjoyed it. Maybe like a 3.5 or 5 G's. Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting. Will Smith is cool all the time, I guess.
Yeah, he is.
And, yeah.
That's it? Well, you made it seem like
you only get a lot of stuff.
No, I think I saw more, but I can't remember now.
Now you can go watch Munich.
Oh, yeah.
12-13.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's it. Sweet. Mini movie reviews. Cool. Just to cap it all off.
Cool.
Just to cap it all off.
Cool.
I also saw a movie.
What'd you see?
Called Finishing the Game.
What's that?
Have you guys heard of it? No. So it's a mockumentary. So the basic idea is Bruce Lee does a movie. He dies halfway through.
Oh, I think I heard of this. Away. Yeah, yeah.
Shh. You know what this means?
Almost peace.
So yeah, Bruce Lee, he dies part way through a movie, so they have to find a replacement. And it's kind of like they get a bunch of Asian people and they're really bad actors and they try to... like fit the role of
that sounds interesting.
And what's the they even have like, okay, so there's this one guy who's white, like completely white. And his story is that his mom's Asian, but he never told she never told him that you're not Asian, so he thinks he's Asian. So basically throughout the movie he's like, yo, it's tough for the Asian American to get a role in this movie. Blah blah blah. It's all this stuff. It was really, really fun. They even had like a spoof character of Bruce Lee called Bruce Lee or something. Where it's basically he says that Bruce Lee wears yellow and he wears blue, so it's kind of like Coke and diet and Pepsi. And everyone that's taking the Pepsi challenge knows that Pepsi's different. So then he's like a big star, and then he goes into a new company, and then he has to go through the acting process or whatever. What's it called? The
audition.
Audition. And he's like, you know, I don't want any of that. So he leaves the audition. And one of the Asian guys that are part of that audition, they get picked up by the company. They say, have you ever heard of this Bruce Lee movie, right? So it's basically just the audition that he went through. So he's like really pissed and just like walks off. They even show that like he's like so popular. You know, he says like he has a good repertoire of movies, right? So basically like the way they show it is like there's two white guys talking. The doorbell rings, right? He comes out, he's a Chinese delivery man. He's like, that'll be $275. Next movie, two like you guys are talking. Opens the door, same guy, same thing. Yeah, it's really funny.
Cool.
So you gotta watch that.
Cool. I just remembered other movies I saw. I saw Crank 1 and Crank 2.
You saw Crank 2?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the CineStars theater.
Okay, what? Like, is it really like...
It's the same movie as Crank 1, basically.
I thought it was even worse than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything they did in Crank 1, they're just like, let's multiply that by 10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same, but trying to be crazier. It's just a fun turn-off-your-brain movie, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, don't go in expecting very much. It's just really fast-paced, and if you got ADD, you'll be perfectly fine with this.
Jason Statham is still...
Yeah, yeah.
Same? Is he same?
Yeah, yeah. It takes place, like, right after the first one, you know, like, his eyes open at the end, and that's when they pick up the second one. And, yeah, those movies are just really stylishly filmed, which is what I liked about it mostly.
Really? I didn't like the first one.
Oh.
I was like...
It's a little... Some of those movies, like, parts of it are just a little bit too obscene. Like, let's swear all the time, and let's have the public sex scene.
It's funny!
And, yeah, we're being funny! There's one really nasty part here where he takes a shotgun, he tells a guy to bend over, and...
Yeah,
He doesn't fire it, but he's just like... It's there, and then he leaves them. That's kind of gross. Anyway, moving on from movies.
Moving on.
Summer is here. You guys have any summer plans? Things you're gonna do?
Not really.
No.
Play video games?
I got school.
Derek?
No.
Derek's going to Fan Expo.
Woo! Yeah, look forward to our birth month stuff in August again.
Film challenge.
Birth month video.
Film challenge.
Crazy Fan Expo podcast.
Film challenge.
Maybe some other stuff, who knows.
Are we really going to do another podcast at Fan Expo?
Yeah, why not? You don't want to?
Fine. It's just I feel like we can't really talk much like we are now. Because it's more, that video is more like about the experience of being in Fan Expo than it is about like...
Yeah, and we've done that once now. It's kind of the same thing.
No, like, I'm not saying that we don't do it. I'm saying we can do that, but like have, that can be like, podcast 36.5 or whatever.
I don't know.
I'll just
say. I don't know.
Put it on the second Cam Nothing channel.
That one doesn't have the director's thing, so.
Oh, right. Let's keep it to like 9 minutes.
Well, we can find a different location to do.
To do
a special podcast for the birth month then. Instead of Fan Expo, if you think it's just being overdone.
The zoo! It's not so much being overdone, it's just.
The zoo!
We can still talk there. It doesn't matter where we are.
No, me and Derek still feel bad like talking and like people are around. Why are they looking at us?
No one's looking at us. What are you talking about?
There are people that were looking at us.
Ran to our fans. That's cool.
That was.
That's why I'm partly going for that now in case people run into more people.
You like, just want celebrity.
It's like the same. It's like the same people again.
Forehead. I'll sign your forehead. Yeah, I'm Phil.
Are you the one that did Trash Invasion? Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, maybe Fan Expo podcast?
Maybe.
Or maybe it'll just be this?
Just Fan Expo video.
That's true.
Just Fan Expo video.
1 hour Fan Expo video.
Yep, of us just talking.
Of us in Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Talking about the stuff about the site.
What is that?
And we'll call it podcast number something. And it'll go in the podcast page after the last one. And that'll be it. Just, you know, just doing movies and stuff with the...
Whoa!
What is that?
His name is Raiho.
Oh, cool.
Chris just brought something strange out of his backpack.
From Devil Summoner 2.
Yeah!
Sweet.
Okay, Can of Nothing recommends. we're gonna have this video game food, like video game related foods. Well, that's what I thought, but then we went to the store where I saw it, and it was like disappointing. So we didn't get it. And it's expensive too.
Expensive.
It's like $3 or $4 for a can of energy drink.
And yes. Isn't that how much it normally is?
No, I think for a can of that size, if you go to a convenience store, you might be able to get it for about $2.
A buck more?
Less.
I'm saying, you know, One more dollar.
Oh, well, it's not worth another dollar.
How do you know? Dude, it has Street Fighter on it.
Collector's can.
Yeah.
So why didn't you get one?
It was signed by...
It wasn't the cool... I thought it was going to be cool design, but it was just like Ken and Guile.
Ken is cool.
But like, I wanted like...
Guile's not very cool.
I wanted like Ryu to do his Hadouken.
Hey.
Guile's not
cool. Guile's... And Ken to do the Shoryuken, and then Sagat doing his Tiger thing, and Dhalsim's there. I wanted to be like a whole montage, but it was just like, here's Ken.
It's red, by the way.
Ken is cool.
Guile's cool.
Not cool. Guile's pretty cool.
Guile's not cool.
Dude, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Damn, exactly.
I don't have to say anything.
Hey, did
else.
You get that on Blu-ray?
What?
Anyone get Street Fighter on Blu-ray? Yeah.
No.
Come on,
dude.
Guys.
I don't have my HDMI on.
Right. Oh, give me a pen. Let me write that down. Give me a pen. I was supposed to buy an HDMI cable for Chris for like the last 3 months or something. I forgot. So I will try that soon. HDMI.
You gonna talk about these?
PS3.
Huh? Oh yeah, we ordered those bracelets.
Yay!
We talked about.
Yay!
Yay! Still. Yeah, I have no idea when they're going to show up, but as soon as they do, they will go up for sale. We haven't decided on a price yet, but rest assured, even the poorest, maybe not the poorest of people, but you will be able to buy these. You will love them. You will wear them everywhere. You will never take them off.
Buy several. Let's put them on.
Actually, I only ordered 10, so.
You're angry.
What? You only ordered 10?
I don't know how many people are actually going to buy this thing.
Dude, 9 people said they were willing to buy it.
Yeah, sure. It's like all these people who are gonna buy t-shirts, right?
Oh.
That's because the ones that they want aren't working.
Well, okay, if we do sell these out, then I will definitely order more because I know people will want them.
Cool.
I want 10.
There you go, order more.
Alright. Yeah, so it's just gonna be, we decided at least it's just gonna be a standard price for everybody.
Where they pay the same price?
No, well, I mean, for you, like, we don't actually have to ship it to you, right? You don't have to pay us online.
Yeah.
So you can just give us cash and you'll get, like, wholesale price.
Yeah, wholesale.
So that's a benefit for Chris because he's here.
And are we going to throw in stuff?
Yeah, maybe you'll get some freebies with it. You never know.
You can't have nothing, sure.
I don't think that'll fit in an envelope.
Just cut it up into pieces.
Oh, yeah, you'll each get one part of a Can of Nothing shirt.
When combined,
you'll be lucky if you get the part that has the image on it.
Just pieces of cloth.
Yeah. Black fabric.
We'll sign it. We'll sign it.
In black.
In black. Yeah, I have no idea what kind of freebie things we'll give, but rest assured, knowing us, it's going to be really stupid. Yeah, so... Those are coming. I'm looking forward to it a lot too. Then I can stop wearing my Canadian Forces bracelet.
Oh, no more support our troops.
Nah. What do you mean? What? Oh, we decided on the black one with white text.
Okay.
And Derek chose this really cool font called Boopy, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool font. You'll like it.
Okay.
I hope so. Okay. Regardless of whether you like it or not, you're going to buy it. Mm-hmm. I know you will.
I think so.
That's that. Any other can-related things before we move on? Updates on stuff.
Is it time for banter? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know. I'm just going to move on with our topic list. How long have we been going?
An hour 15.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was longer.
Can nothing? Yeah, we talked a lot about movies. You guys talked a lot about Star Trek.
I talked a lot about Star Trek.
Chris loves his movies.
I don't.
Yeah, man.
The Can Nothing recommends. Derek,
I recommend Scrabble.
Scrabble.
I've never played Scrabble before. Chris,
I recommend fried egg. like with the yolk and stuff, uh-huh. with rice and bacon and sausage. And you mix up that yolk into the rice.
Mm. Oh, wow. Awesome.
Cool.
It's like the closest thing to like breakfast for me. Or like the ideal breakfast.
Sweet.
It's real good.
Phil?
I recommend, since it's summertime, I recommend lawn chairs. I got some new lawn chairs. They're really comfortable. I like sitting in them. It makes being outdoors a lot more enjoyable.
I don't like outdoors.
Okay.
I don't like sitting out. I like, if I'm outdoors, I feel like I have to do something. I just sit there and be like, oh, just sit there and relax. Like,
yeah, this feels good. Outdoors. Except sometimes I don't like being in my backyard because there's these gigantic black bees that are flying around.
They're scary. Just like, what's up, guy? What you doing?
Scary.
We just want to talk.
Regular bees are okay. These ones are like the monster black bees. These are mutant bees.
Yo, guys, you guys got like 73 cents? Yo, just give it to me, guys. I'll be back next time I see you, for sure, man. Don't worry about it. Don't even count. Just give me what's in your wallet. Just give me all those points.
So, I'm sure you know, add up to 73 cents. Sit outside in your lawn chair, eat some of that food Chris wanted, and play Scrabble with your friends.
Yeah.
That's not really.
Your neighbors always sit outside, too.
How can you eat fried egg, rice, and bacon and sausage outside?
You just bring
That's
it
horrible.
Up. You just bring it up.
You eat it inside.
And then all the bees will smell it and they'll come to it. And you can all enjoy it with you.
I was like, what's up, guy? What's with that shit that you got there? What's that?
And then if you're lucky, you know, your Scrabble letters will spell out big black bees. And, you know, the circle will be complete.
Yeah.
What's the highest score you've ever gotten for a word in Scrabble?
96.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I've only had like 30 or something.
Remember when we played Scrabble? We're like, the
rat, rats.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of people play that game. You get to a point where the layers are so close to each other, yeah. you can't spell anything anymore.
Topped.
Yeah.
Pop.
Scrabble's fun. Okay. Kenny Mills. Come on, Derek.
Can.
What are the notes again? E, L, E, F,
A
flat. H, G sharp.
E, F, A flat.
Oh, I was right.
Dun, dun.
Like this time, you actually informed people that emails were happening.
Well,
yeah. Why?
The night before, though.
Why?
Because we didn't have any.
So makes life easier for us.
That's true.
I'm kidding. Send emails. podcast@cannothing.com.
Yeah, last month was really great.
Mad Daxter, where'd you go?
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Dude, Mad Daxter, I added you on my PSN, and then like I think you deleted me, and then I added you back.
Man, this guy's been good to us on YouTube, like just posting all the nice comments on even videos that we've put up a long time ago and are completely forgotten now. That's cool, thanks.
Yeah.
And
you even commented on the site. Good
and,
job.
Yeah, and defending us against that guy who's like, why you guys not do good videos no more?
What did he say to defend?
I don't know, it's something. Oh, what did he say to defend? I think he's like, can't believe people only want Pokemon and spoofs and stuff or something.
Yeah.
You know, thanks. Thanks for being a fan of everything.
Like, understanding, like, the work and, like, the people.
You know, the effort that goes into all the stuff we do.
See, so all those people, I think all those people are like, why can't you just do more Pokemon? They don't listen to the podcast and know that, like, Derek's, like, tired of it. you must love Pokemon.
You know, just the mention
just to
of...
see the second one and then that should be it, right?
You don't usually see Derek, but whenever you say Pokemon around him now, it's just like his face melts into this frown.
He loses that smile he had.
It's like, Derek, you need your happy pills?
He's on his happy pills right now. He just took them.
Ah, yeah.
Because Phil said the word Pokemon.
Chris, stop saying it.
Sorry.
All right, this one comes from Strider.
Hey, Strider.
Strider says, greetings, Ken. I have for you questions.
Yay.
That's good. What was your least fun movie to make?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think I know Chris's.
Oh, yeah, that movie. I want to see if there's anything worse than that. Hmm.
anti-drug video.
Oh, yeah.
That was like just kind of a strange day.
You know what? I'd have to say the quote-unquote gorilla stuff that I did for Batman, What's Yours Is Mine.
Really?
It's just so stupid. Like, why are you making me do that? Like, you just end the scene already. Every time I watch it, I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm skipping this. This isn't good.
It's good stuff.
Eating things with Derek.
Basically, for these guys, it's like all the dumb stuff I make them do.
So why'd you pick anti-drug PSA?
Because like it didn't really work out, and
because how Phil got all sad and stuff.
The way, it was just like Phil's weird reasons. I asked him, okay, are you good to film? We got all this stuff to do. Can you spare like 5 hours or something? He's like, yeah, I'm good. Don't worry about it. We go there, we film for a little while, and he's like, I gotta go home and study. I gotta read my books.
And I think he decided he didn't want to be part of it anymore. Yeah, he kept getting attacked by Eric and stuff.
Yeah, maybe it was a bad experience for him because of Eric and Alex.
Probably. Like,
Polish people attacking other Polish people.
Civil war.
I am the greatest Polish man.
No, I am the greatest Polish man. We shall battle on top of this other Polish man.
But, like, I kind of like watching that video.
Really?
It's funny. It's okay. Funny.
And the girlies. You know. What you got there?
Nothing. We're just living.
Yeah. I guess, like, most of our movies I find, they're just fun to film.
Ever since I joined.
Anyways. Yeah.
Maybe
so,
some
so
domestic...
So Batman beats out Intervention.
Just huh? That scene, man. I just, like... just the whole thing. It's like, why are you making... Why are you still doing this, Phil? Like, let's stop because 3 minutes is too long. It's like, yeah.
Hey, we had to hit our 40-minute
the mark. Whole drug scene. It's just like, you could have done that in a minute.
Drink and drive.
I just liked all of the stuff that happened, so I had to put it all in.
Like the Africa stuff, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But this is like, no.
I'm sorry.
30 seconds.
I'm sorry.
That's so funny.
Okay.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't expect you to see
like
that.
Okay, Intervention, I didn't, just, the filming was, like, grueling, but I think the product turned out good, but just those grills, the grills, it was like, the end result is just, ugh.
Oh, wait, maybe the least, maybe, like, in the same vein as Chris, not really a movie, but the least fun thing for me to film was probably the Chinese food scene in Batman.
That was good. Like, I like that scene.
Like, or maybe from your point of view, but for us, we're like, what are we doing?
That's true.
This is so bad. Alright, next question.
Dang gong.
You still should have had that part in there. That was awesome.
Next question. Who is your favorite Star Trek character? Who is your favorite Star Wars character? And which is your favorite overall of the two? Favorite Star Trek character? Derek.
Picard.
La Forge.
Really? La Forge?
Yeah, he's so cool.
Okay.
I'll say.
Reading Rainbow.
He's blind and he can do it all.
He isn't blind after a while.
Well, he still has the...
harmonica on his face.
No, he's still, I mean, technically he's still blind. It's just that they put, like, robot eyes in him.
That's true.
I'll say Data.
Ah,
so all Next Generation.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I'm more familiar with Next Generation than any of the
other
ones.
Who's your favorite non-Next Generation Star Trek character?
Oh. Scott Bakula.
Really? Captain Trip. Archer? Trip. All those characters are the worst.
No, I don't know, because I don't really know the other characters. Maybe Sulu.
Well, Q counts as Deep Space Nine and Voyager, so I'm going to go with Q.
I guess so.
Okay.
No, Q got annoying after Star Trek. Next Generation.
Favorite Star Wars character.
Wait, we didn't even give our Star Wars.
Favorite Star Wars character. Derek. Or I'll say mine, Chewbacca.
Plo Koon.
Plo Koon.
Who's Plo Koon?
He's one of the worst Jedi Masters.
Oh.
In the prequels.
He has a yellow lightsaber.
Mace Windu.
All because of his scene in episode 3.
That scene's immortal. That's my favorite scene in all of the... All of
no!
The
no!
Ah! He is the traitor! Ah!
Like, all three of those guys were awesome in that scene.
Yeah.
So yours should be Mace Windu, I should be Anakin, Chris will be Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, great. You gotta slowly talk like a frog.
And which is your favorite overall of the two?
The Forge!
Or you mean Star Trek versus Star Wars? Or do you mean...
Like, just out of the characters that you chose.
Picard.
Chewbacca. Oh. I gotta go Star Wars. I'm not a Star Trek fan at all, so...
Data can be Chewbacca.
I have, like, some respect for Star Trek, but I just don't like the show.
Boo.
Sigh. I'm sorry.
Mandalorians, you like that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Qui-Gon was awesome.
That's true. Qui-Gon.
Why'd they have to do...
What?
I don't know. I don't really care. Whatever. It's just
Mandalorians.
Mandalorians. They mentioned it like once.
Well, Mandalorians and Master Yoda.
How did he measure midichlorians? Like, put this device on Anakin's forehead or something?
I think he took a blood sample and then just...
Oh, he did?
I guess so. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, the prophecy
show. Like, who's the boy's father? It's like, he's no father. He was just born. Oh, okay.
Let's After go one drunken it. Night at Mos Eisley Cantina.
Shmi.
His dad is probably the pig-nosed guy from episode 4.
Oh, that's horrible.
Sweet.
I want it in 6 star systems.
Awesome.
Derek, what does the end of the email say?
And finally, why didn't the chicken cross the road?
Whatever.
Well, I don't know.
Because...
What is
you
that?
Know what? I actually read about... Here's a scientific explanation. Chickens are very paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, apparently, what you can do, like, method to killing them, mm-hmm. you put their head on the ground or you put it sideways, and then you put, like, a line, and you let the guy, you let him lie down, just stare at that line for, like, 15 minutes. He'll spaz out and just die.
Wow.
And crazy. You know those, quote-unquote, free-range
yeah,
chickens?
Yeah.
What they do is they basically open up the cage, and uh-huh. there's a big meadow, but because the chicken's so paranoid about the outside, it just stays in the cage.
Oh.
So it doesn't go outside.
That's great.
Wow. Like, and you can take a picture of a chicken, and the flash will just, like, kill him.
So wait, there you go. I don't know. How does that kill that?
It's just because it's a paranoid animal, apparently.
So it's, like, in shock or
yeah.
something?
Poor chickens.
Whatever. When they, if there's lots of ways to kill them, more chicken to eat. Chicken good. Chicken wings.
Well, I answered my quote. That. What about you guys?
I agree with Chris.
I agree with Andrew.
I agree with Chris. I agree with Andrew.
Andrew's not here, man.
Hey, Andrew Domingo. Are you listening to this podcast?
Yeah, how come you haven't been gone to the Arthronomics Facebook?
I saw him on the bus once, and then I was talking to him. And then this Indian guy was walking by with his hand out, and he slapped him in the face by accident. He was like, oh! He's like, sorry. He's like,
when was this?
I was like, 3 years ago.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was like...
Why was his hand out?
I don't know. I think he pressed the button, and then he was like going to reach for like the bar or something. And then his hand was out and just like slapped him in the face.
Oh. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Cool. Live long and prosper. Yeah, we're doing
the Remember that guy? We didn't say about the guy.
Okay.
The Star Trek guy.
Oh, the guy in the row in front of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this guy there at the movie, and then like and all those like memorable Star Trek quotes and stuff, he'd be like, Yeah! Yeah! And he'd be like, Yeah! And stuff like that.
And then at the end of it when they were doing the what's it called? That monologue, the Star Trek.
Yeah, thing, yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
was like, Fags! He's like, what?
And then he just starts clapping afterwards.
And then
like,
he just laughs.
He laughs like, okay.
He like ruins so many like moments in that movie.
Yeah.
Like when Sulu killed the guy, he's like, "Whoa, yeah!"
Well, were you in the theater with like a lot of Star Trek fans and they cheered and stuff?
I'd say the people around us, like at least beside me, they knew what they were watching, but they weren't cheering. They just like, ah, they got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
That can be good
like,
or bad.
And the stupidest thing is like. Okay, the movie just started, and it said feature, like, oh, no, it said, like, coming attractions, and the guy went like this.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Can't you read?
The vo-
Balkan salute.
It's like people at the metal shows I go to, the band just walks out. It's like devil horns. They didn't do anything.
But okay, that's fine because they're in that atmosphere to get ready to rock. But here it's just like
get ready to rock with the Balkans. That's funny. Yeah, the hardcores. Anybody dress up? Did you go on opening day?
No. Crazy.
It was the weekend, right?
It was the Saturday.
The weekend of. Anyone dress up?
Didn't see anybody.
Oh. Cool.
I don't think so.
That's all right.
Everyone was there. It's too cool.
Yeah. Star Trek is really cool now.
Yeah.
It's I guess so.
Because it's all sexy, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay because it's alternate reality, so.
It's okay to be cool when it's alternate reality. Otherwise, it has to be really dorky.
Yeah.
I read this review for The Wrestler. And I got really angry at it for some reason, but I don't know. Maybe you guys can see its point. It was basically saying that the movie is about not wanting to grow up.
What?
Because he wanted to stay a wrestler. He didn't want to grow up with the world, so he kept being a wrestler.
I don't know about growing up.
Yeah.
He's like,
I just saw it 40. As that's all he knew.
Yeah, that's all he knew.
He's grown up already.
This is all he can do.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to give it up. That's how I saw it.
So I got really mad at that guy.
Not like, I'm a 10-year-old. I don't want to stop wrestling.
Yeah, that's what it came down to. He says, it's a great movie because of that. I was like...
Like, what?
Oh, no, another movie I saw. saw Cider House Rules. That's an alright movie. That's it. It has Michael Caine. Michael Caine as an American. And it's so bad because his English accent keeps coming through.
Speaking of English accents keep coming through, Terminator Salvation, didn't that guy's English accent?
The guy was Australian. He's Australian.
Oh, okay.
No, but... Like,
was he supposed to be speaking English all the time, or...?
Like our English?
Standard, yes.
Yeah.
Non-accented.
Yeah.
Like
I thought he was supposed to have an accent.
And every now and then it came through.
Christian Bale's accent seemed to come through sometimes.
When he's cranky.
Yeah. Oh, well, my...
Batman.
Anyway, anything else?
Have you played any games, Phil? Did you get Indiana Jones?
Nah.
Lego?
No.
Nah.
Did you try Punch Out?
I did try Punch Out.
Oh, is it good?
Did you try it with the thing or with the thing?
I tried it both ways.
Yeah?
Which but better? Like, dude, all the time.
What is this?
Dude,
fingers. Oh.
Dude, classic fingers. Controller?
Yeah. Like, why would you want an unresponsive thing that doesn't have Wii Motion Plus?
Yeah,
I guess. Is it I don't know, just think about when I play Lego Star Wars and you want to slash with the lightsaber. Like, you do the motion and then he goes slowly, like, whoosh. Is it kind of like that, where you do it and then it's kind of lagged or something?
More or less.
All right.
Yeah, and you can use the balance board to...
Yeah.
But, no, like, later on in the game, there's no way that you can keep up with that. Mm. But I don't know, it seems more like a throwback to what to Punch Out and I don't know if that was enough for me.
Oh.
I know, like, it was pretty fun, but my favorite all time was Super Punch Out.
Oh yeah.
Punch Out was crazy. I just love doing the turbo thing. It's blah 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 blah. It's crazy.
I still play that like every month.
Oh really? Wow.
Yeah. Because I never beat the special circuit.
Oh really?
Not even the Super Macho Man. I never beat him.
I don't know who
ever since I was a kid.
I don't know what point, but there's that Asian guy who like kicks.
The Japanese guy with the white hair.
Yeah, I got mad because he was kicking me. I'm just like, you're not allowed to kick in a boxing match.
Oh, you know that's the Bruce Lee one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The other one is the Japanese guy. The effeminate one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you play Super Punch Out, Phil?
Yeah, I played it. I played
Yay.
Those two Punch Outs, but I don't really remember much about them. I never played them that much either. So, I guess that sucked.
You should try the versus mode. That versus mode is so weird.
Oh, is it versus mode?
Yeah, so what you do is, like, you keep punching, right? And then you get this energy meter, and when it fills up, you become, like, super Mac. He's, like, a monster, right? But, like, the perspective was split screen, right, when you fight.
Yeah.
But that perspective becomes basically whoever's the monster is in the back view, so it's, like, you're fighting the boss guy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's
you should rent it.
Interesting.
Or at least buy it.
I'll check it out.
Rent it or at least buy it.
At the very least.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Is that it?
I have nothing else to say. I'm just elated that I'm done school.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, what are you gonna do, Phil?
I'm gonna go back to school in a couple weeks.
I mean, what are you gonna do now?
Actually, I still have assignments to mark. Oh. I just have to like give them.
Do you like marking?
That's it. No.
B plus.
I think it's so bad.
C.
Well, sometimes
how,
like
yeah. What's the spread like? How many good A's and like how many F's?
Well, it depends on like the assignment.
Yeah. Mm. So is it still that go beyond what you're supposed to do?
Yeah. Yeah, they still use like level 1, 2, 3, 4, and they have like knowledge and understanding. I mean, that's standard for Ontario high schools now. So everybody has that.
Oh, you're doing high school?
Yeah.
Private high school?
No.
Damn.
Black people?
Anyway.
You could be one of those teachers that...
We done. We done.
Like teenage white kids probably. Load up. Like, you end up having an affair with...
Load up a song, Derek.
An affair with like the disturbed blonde girl who's like... Oh, my failures, it's okay.
Like Boston High or whatever that show was.
Boston Public.
Yeah.
And remember that guy who was like, he had an affair with a student and then he had to go to court.
You could totally be that guy now!
Yes!
And record it.
Jubilant Overture by Alfred Reed. I had to play this in my band.
Which part is you?
I'm the clarinet.
Play it now.
Do-do-do-do-do. Here it comes.
Was it a solo?
No. In this one it is, yeah.
Did you watch the video of me and Phil in the future?
Oh, yeah. Phil, you look like you're gonna take a crap or something.
Hey! The suit's tight.
That was crazy.
I know.
It totally could be you guys.
We have to make that happen, Derek.
Just green
go buy a bassoon.
Okay.
And return it the next day. Ah.